this is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Hey, Mona, what's new in the world?
Violence, violence, violence. Beetle Bailey got punched out by the Sarge again.
But why does that man keep re-enlisting, huh? Hey, how about some nice Sunday brunch? We got eggs, we got muffins, we got juices. We got Mrs. Rossini an hour early.
I got it.
It's gotten. Mrs. Rossini!
Tony, hey. No!
Oh, you look so good!
Oh, not the cheeks! Oh!
Angela!
Oh, Mrs. Rossini, it's so nice to see you!
Come in, Alphonse. Don't be strange.
So,
Tony, Angela, this is Alphonse.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Alphonse.
Al.
Oh, well, it's nice to meet you, Al.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of nice things about you.
Cool.
Does he ever string together more than one syllable?
Yes.
Come on in, sit down.
So, how do you two know each other?
Oh, we're family.
Actually, Al is Mrs. Rossini's uncle. Yeah, well, Mrs. Rossini's great uncle got married late, and Al's mother got married early, and...
Then came Al.
Hey.
Well, actually, Al came before the wedding.
Actually, I was at the wedding.
Anyway, Al's out here going to college.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Where are you going? Norwalk, Fairfield? Where?
American Beauty College. It's accredited.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's a good school. I've seen the ads for that on the backs of buses.
So, what made you decide to go to beauty school?
Beauty college. Well, it was either that or juvenile hall. And the judge...
Alphonse, come here. Be a doll and bring in that nice package of mackerel we brought for Tony. And take your time.
Yeah, real subtle. Yeah, she's just gonna tell you about the car radios they found on me.
Car radios?
Oh, he's a teenager. He likes music. Tony, he's a good kid. He fell in with a bad crowd. He really needs someone to show him the right way. That's why I brought him up here. If you could just spend a little time with him, you know, maybe help him find an after-school job.
Oh, gee, Miss Rossini,
Tony, he reminds me a lot of you. Remember when you were sent to juvenile hall for taking that garbage truck on a joyride?
Yeah, we took it down to Fort Lauderdale for spring break. We didn't do so good that year.
Look, you went through a phase. Al's going through a phase. You turned out to be a fine young man. So will Al, with your help.
All right, Mrs. Rossini, I guess I could spend some time with him, huh?
Oh, thank you, Tony. I'll tell you, not many people living in a fancy schmancy neighborhood would help out a kid like that.
Hey, you know, be a good idea? I might get him some odd jobs around the house, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, if it's okay with you, Angela.
Tony, could I speak to you for a minute, please?
Sure. Talk among yourself, Mrs. Rossini.
Tony, as owner of this fancy-smancy house...
Schmancy.
That's what I said.
No, dear, you said smancy.
Okay. As owner of this fancy-smancy house, I
think... You did it again.
Schmancy, schmancy.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, we have a very expensive stereo... We have an expensive stereo system. We have my grandmother, Sterling.
Hey, Angela. What are you saying?
Well, Tony, I'm as liberal as the next guy, but couldn't Al hang out at the next guy's house?
Oh, Angela, I am shocked. I'm shocked. I mean, let's look past the dirty fingernails and the greasy hair and the motorcycle jacket, huh? I mean, let's look to the boy inside, a frightened kid who hasn't had a chance. I mean... If we don't have that kind of generosity in our hearts, then what do we have?
Maybe you're right. All right. I guess maybe I'm being just a little cynical. Yeah. Maybe it's time to trust and lend a helping hand. Mother, can keep this at your house.
Looking good, Al.
I know.
Except, you know, you should be using little circles. It leaves less streaks.
Pardon me.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Johnson. Happy jogging.
Yo, mama. Why don't you bring some of that over here?
Yeah, Mrs. Johnson. Bring your mother over anytime. What's the matter with you, huh? That's one of our neighbors. People around here, they don't respond well to yo mama.
How about yo baby?
How about yo nothing?
Hey, chill out, man. I was just trying to be friendly.
Hey, nice bike.
Yeah.
A friend of mine in school used to have one just like it, till they confiscated for illegal parking.
Yeah? Where was you parked?
In the girls' locker room, and we were still on it.
Get out of here.
Yeah. In fact, it's funny you say that, because that's exactly what the principal, Mr. Archer, said.
Principal Archer? Well, you went to PS 86?
Yeah, class of 68, you?
Class of 87.
Right.
And 88.
Hey, let me show you what I meant by little circles, huh? Yeah, look. Take a little bit of this. And little circles. Here we go, like that. Yeah. Less streaks, eh?
So, tell me, how was your first week at beauty college?
It was cool, you know. I met the teachers. I was issued a hair dryer, you know? Figured out how to work those chairs.
Sounds like a full week, huh?
You know, this beauty stuff may not be so bad, you know? You get to meet a lot of chicks. You get to play with their heads.
I mean, meeting chicks is cool, but there's some work involved in it, too. I mean, if you want to make something of yourself.
It gets too hard, I'll bail and go to famous broadcaster school. I got good diction.
Do you mind if I give you a little lecture?
Yeah.
Listen, you're growing up now. I mean, pretty soon you're going to have to decide what you want to be in life, and then you're going to have to go after it like you mean it.
Well, that's it?
End of lecture. You heard it before?
Yeah. But you did it better than most.
Oh, great. Then we understand each other, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, by the way, Mrs. Rossini's coming over for dinner. You want to join us?
Hey, I'd like to, but I got a test tomorrow on follicles.
Oh. Then you better brush up, huh?
Ow, little circles. Come on, get to work.
It was like the worst dance I ever went to. Jason takes me to his dad's country club, and it turns out that it's teen hoedown night.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, it was the worst. There were cardboard cows and little haystacks, and kids dressed up in plaid saying, howdy, partner, and yahoo!
Gross.
Tell me.
Sam? Hmm? Who's the guy waxing Angela's car?
And that's the guy my dad's trying to help out. I think his name is Al. We're supposed to be nice to him.
Hello, Al. Let's go be nice to Al. You start. Just say something.
What should I say?
How should I know? Okay.
You know, you really should be using little circles.
Well, what's the deal with little circles? Whoa. Hi.
Hi. Little circles keeps it from streaking.
You must be related to Tony, right?
Yeah, I'm his daughter, Sam.
I'm Al.
I'm Bonnie.
My dad told me you'd be helping out a little.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my friend Bonnie. She has to go home now and take care of that cough.
No, you don't.
Remember, bed rest and plenty of liquid, and call me in the morning.
Sweet kid.
So, hi.
Hi. Nice hair.
Thanks.
You blow dry.
Yeah.
Keep it on low and use a diffuser. Hey, it's my racket.
Thanks, I'll remember that.
I won't go,
Mother.
No, you can't make me. Look, I think you should take this class. It won't kill you. It's only 6 weeks. You'll learn typing, shorthand, and a lot of other secretarial skills.
Oh, no, you're not tricking me. You learn that stuff, and before you know it, people are expecting you to do it.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother. If I'm lady. Hi, ladies.
Well, you're in a good mood.
Why not? I mean, it feels good to help a fellow human being and a future beautician.
Well, I have to say that I think he is fine. I think Al is doing a wonderful job. He did a terrific job on my car, and my radio is still in it. Nice to know that some people around here have ambition.
My, oh my, I am so deeply ashamed of myself.
I think that kid's okay. I think he just needs a push in the right direction, and I'm just the guy to give him a shove.
Hey! Have you seen Al's Harley?
Hey, nice bike, huh?
Yeah, even Sam looks good on it.
Sam! Hey! Oh, God, this is terrible.
Yeah, he promised me the first ride.
Tony! They're back!
She's here. She's alive. I'll kill her.
It's a false alarm. It's just old Mrs. Graham starting up her chainsaw. Whatever happened to Mr. Graham?
Well, who cares about Mr. Graham? My baby's out on a motorcycle.
Oh, I think your baby's about to be off the motorcycle.
And she'll never be on one again.
Hi.
Young lady, don't you ever, ever, I repeat, ever get on a motorcycle again. It's too dangerous and you are too young and that is it.
Okay, you're right.
Don't you even give... You bet I'm right.
I'm sorry, I should have known better.
Good.
Dad, now I could see why you wanted to help Al out. He's a really cool guy and so different from the guys around here. We had so much fun together. Oh, by the way, guess who's coming to dinner?
Who?
Al. I talked him into joining us.
Why couldn't it have been Sidney Poitier?
Do you like my hair like this?
Oh, yeah, it looks nice. But it always looks nice.
Well, see, Al, he suggested that I use my blow dryer on low and use a diffuser.
A diffuser? A diffuser? What? Aren't you a little young to be using a diffuser?
Right, Dad, I don't know what got into me.
What's a diffuser?
It's an attachment to a hairdryer. Why? Do you think I need one?
Oh, maybe, but that's not the point. You know, I've been thinking. We could be doing more for Al. Yeah. I think I'm gonna get him a job over at Ernie's hardware store.
Tony, that's two towns away.
Three, but who's counting? But this way, he'll see more of Connecticut, you know. Why should he be confined to the Fairfield area and our house, you know?
And Sam.
Sam? Come on, Angela. Come on, where do you get these things?
I thought so. Aren't you the one who said we should give Al the benefit of the doubt?
Yeah.
And aren't you the one who said we should look beyond the dirty fingernails on the motorcycle jacket?
Yeah, I said that, yeah.
And what about... He's not heavy, he's my brother.
Yeah. I sang, I know.
If I'm late.
All right, Angela. I get the point. I'll try to keep an open mind.
Oh, Sam, every time I see you, you become more and more a woman.
Please, Mrs. Rossini, she's not a woman yet. Estelle Getty, now that's a woman. Come on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Sam.
Hello,
Angela. I'd pinch, but I'm holding cannolis.
Gee, what a shame.
I got you a little something. Shampoo, mousse, conditioner, body oil.
I'll take that.
Dry elbows.
Open mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep this.
Mona!
Don't even think about it, sister.
Whoa. Al.
Jill?
Moose.
Cool.
Totally.
Right.
Sit.
Oh, what a cute couple. I wish I had a camera.
No, I had a really great time today.
Yeah, me too.
You diffused it, didn't you?
Well, kinda.
You know, have you ever thought of an upsweep?
Well, dinner's ready. Let's eat.
I didn't hear the timer go off.
Ding! You happy?
You know, this accentuates your swan-like neck.
Hey, here's one to chew on. If your daughter and my uncle tie the knot, that would make me Sam's niece. And your grandniece.
Ding, 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 ding.
Dad, you know, Al and I really aren't that hungry, and there's an 8 o'clock showing of Daddy's Little Girl at the Cineplex.
Oh, go enjoy. You're only young once.
Speak for yourself.
Dad, I'm way ahead of you on this. I'm driving.
Ciao.
Oh, I wish I had a camera.
Would you stop it with a camera, please?
I've got a Polaroid.
You would. Look, I don't want no pictures. I don't want them dating, and I don't want to be your great uncle.
Tony, what are you worried about? They just went to a movie. Don't worry.
Angela, how can you say don't worry?
It's easy. Al is not that bad.
What do you mean, not that bad?
I mean, I'm staying out of this.
Look, Mrs. Rossini, I don't want my daughter dating that hood with a hairbrush.
You forget where you came from, Tony Maselli. You used to be Al. And now you just turned into some suburban...
snob?
Bingo!
Snob, 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 yes. Snob, one who despises one's inferiors and whose condescension arises from social or intellectual pretension. Pretension. Hey, you think I'm a snob?
You're darn right you are.
Mother, snobbery's not based on one action. It's a certain attitude toward some people. In your case, people from Brooklyn.
Oh, hey. Hey, yo, I love Brooklyn. I am Brooklyn. I didn't leave Brooklyn to get away from Brooklyn. I left Brooklyn so my daughter wouldn't have to grow up with the rough crowd that I grew up with. So that she'd have some of the choices that I didn't have. Also sue me that I wanted to marry a doctor or a lawyer or even a hairdresser if he's a solid kind of guy, which, by the way, Al may someday be, but right now he isn't. So if that makes me a snob, then I'm a snob. Hey, I can live with that.
Well, if you can live with my daughter, you can live with anything.
Dude, for a couple of minutes there, I didn't like myself.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, back so soon? Where's Al?
He's in the washroom.
Samantha, we need to have a serious talk about Al.
Oh, yeah? What?
I don't want you going out with him anymore.
Is that an order?
From the Supreme Commander.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well, Commander, it's just lucky for you that I don't want to go out with Al anymore.
You don't?
No. He was such a total embarrassment. He was rude to the ushers. He threw popcorn at the people in front of us. He talked back to the screen.
Oh, well, great. Great, then we don't have any problem.
But if I did like Al, you and I would have had some fight tonight.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, I bet I would have won that one.
Well, I would have taken that bet.
Oh, yeah? Well, you would have lost big.
I love her spirit.
When I was Sam's age, if I'd gone out with somebody who threw popcorn at the screen, I'd have dumped him, too.
Oh, gee, then it's lucky we didn't know each other.
Why? You threw popcorn at the screen?
No, ushers.
Well, that's different.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Rossini, that mackerel was delicious. Thank you very much. I love you too, Mrs. Rossini. Yeah, I think you look great as a blonde. Okay, bye-bye. All right, bye.
Oh, do you believe the influence Al has over Mrs. Rossini?
Excuse me, Mr. Al. Oh. I'm just glad I don't have to deal with that with Samantha. Oh.
Yo, Mama! Bring some of that over here!